Good afternoon. This is Jeremy Walker from Real Sport. General question for everybody. Just wanted to know what your thoughts are on WWE's 205 Live and how you think it compares to the X Division in GFW.
Oh, can I take this one first? I'll take this one. You want to know what 205 Live is? It's garbage. I'm 225 pounds, and I'm the X Division champion. None of those guys can even hold a dime to what I can do. Get out of here. Next question.
Sanjay, do you care to take this one?
Yeah, sure. You know what? I think that when I picture that style of wrestling, you know, I picture something that's so drastically and dramatically different from everything else that's presented on the show. And I think that, you know, here in the X Division, that's what we're trying to do is show you a completely different style of wrestling and not have it mimic anything else that's seen on the show. And I think that, you know, bringing in guys like, you know, Garza Jr., Laredo Kid, Tomar Fuji, Zuri Shimori's, and bringing in international talent like that, that it really sets the exhibition apart, not just from what else is on the show, but, you know, sets itself apart from everything else that you see on television wrestling today.
With all respect to the current X Division and the members of 205 Live, the X Division has carried heavy influence in what you see currently on television in all major companies, and there's a reason for it. It wasn't based off of size, it was based off of style. And in order to get noticed, styles is what makes matches. Many of the performers that you see in 205, oh, I shouldn't say many because there's more there now than there were at the beginning, but there's a handful of them who were former X Division wrestlers. So the identity that 205 is trying to create for them has a heavy influence of X Division written all over it. So there is no comparison. The X Division is a unique identity.
Hey guys, how's it going? This is Graham Matthews, PandaRemote.com. How are you doing today?
Doing well.
Good.
So my first question, I guess this would go to Sanjay and Trevor Lee with Destination X coming up. I was just curious what the status of Option C would be. It's been an important part of Destination X for the past couple of years now. It doesn't seem like it's going to be in effect at the event this coming year. Any thoughts on not going for the World Championship this coming installment of Destination X?
I'll take that first. That's right. This year, Destination X, that option is not in effect. It doesn't mean that can't be put into play later on, and it doesn't mean that it can't be put into play at a different time and a different place, but currently right now that option is not in play for this year's Destination X. I think that, you know, myself, Trevor, you know, Caleb Conley, your Laredo Kids, your Garza, we're really focusing on right now on trying to elevate the division, and I think that Loki's a perfect example of, you know, elevating your style and your performance in one division and catapulting yourself up. And, you know, at Destination X, Loki's getting his global championship spot shot. So I think that's a great representation of what can happen through your hard work and excelling in one division.
And to build on top of that, let me get to this, Trevor. The understanding of the X Division is that this is the identity of our company, and it has been for quite some time, from the beginning. And this is what has set us apart from everyone else. However, this is a growing stage, because for the most part, this is where you see young, unknown competitors cut their teeth in the pros and elevate themselves on a worldwide scale. And not just me, not just Sanjay, but there have been many other professionals who have come through the X Division who have gone on to do extremely powerful and extremely successful things. So it's a very important time to be in the X Division, because it's now a new era of global force moving into a new era of professional wrestling. So it's an exciting time.
Hi, this is Raj Geary with WrestlingInc.com. My question is for Sanjay. Sanjay, you had a job offer from WWE earlier this year. I was just wondering what your thought process was and what made you decide to go with GFW over the WWE offer?
A lot of factors played into that. A lot of it has to do that I'm 35, I've got a wife, I've got two kids, and I've got a family that, you know, I've got to kind of put first before my decisions in life. And, you know, that took a big chunk of decision-making process, was what was best for them, and, you know, uprooting my family, two young children and whatnot. And that was a huge part of it. And, you know, I slept on it for a long time, and I kind of had to put my family first and make that decision. It was a tough one, but family first at the end of the day. And I've got, like I said, I've got a six-year-old and an eight-month-old and a wife. So those factors outweigh anything.
Hey, guys. Nice to speak to you today. It's James Marston from Across the Pond Wrestling here. I wanted to bring up the house shows from the previous weekend in New York. I was interested to know how you guys thought those house shows went and exactly what the importance of running shows like that is for a company like GFW right now.
I'll take that one first. The live events we just had last week, Long Island, Staten Island, I thought they were excellent. I think that, I think it's no secret right now that the company is in a rebuilding stage, and part of that rebuilding stage is you know, consumer confidence and getting out there and getting in front of the people, getting in front of them live and showing them, look, this is what's going on in this company. Not sure what you thought was going on before, but it's completely different today. And it's a completely different cast of characters behind the scenes and in front of the camera. And what we're trying to do is build this thing again from the ground up and let people know that, hey, this is a different day. And what better way to do it but than to get out on the road, shake hands, you know, kiss babies, that whole cliche thing. But we're getting out there and showing the product, firsthand in front of the fans. And Long Island, Staten Island were awesome events. We had seven big matches. Everybody worked hard. Fans were, it really was a good night across the board. I don't think that anybody went home disappointed.
I second that. The events are very important because it's an establishing ground for developing our reputations moving forward. We're shedding an old reputation and rebuilding a new one. And at this stage, with the live events and new environments, such as these stadiums, these are a little more intimate than you would find in other realms, such as larger venues. But the intimacy comes from the performers. And everyone from top to bottom, male and female, came to work on these events. And by earning the respect of our customers, by earning the respect of our viewers, it seems like we keep everything positive, we keep everything constructive, and there's just nothing but positivity on the horizon for GFW.
Hey, this is Riju from Sports Kira in India. My question is for Mr. Loki. So you have the most unique ring gear in wrestling. What was the thought behind the gimmick, and who came up with it?
The original thought behind it was silent protest, and that was against a business practice from New Japan Pro Wrestling in Japan, which led to my final performance at the Tokyo Dome. However, with that being said, I don't want anyone to see New Japan Pro Wrestling as a negative. That was just my personal experience in dealing with the business practice of the company. It's still one of the top companies for improving our craft, and justly so, they can show it in their product. But in order for me to take a stance, that was my final stance against the business practice, and it was not necessarily to have people consider me a hitman, but to consider me a professional, because I want everyone to understand it takes a professional to do what we do and to do it well. And to do it at an extremely high level, which warrants respect, but also excitement. And by doing so, I was able to perform in the Tokyo Dome in front of 45,000 people against Prince Devitt and Kota Ibushi. And without even having to utter a word, I've had people talking about it since then. And because it's a captivating sight, you don't normally see a competitor able to perform the way that I perform with limited attire. and it's very difficult to perform with that type of a ring attire. It's difficult enough to perform in the normal ring attire which professional wrestlers normally have. I'm elevating the game by making it even more difficult and creating a level of difficulty that won't necessarily be matched.
Hello, everybody. My name is Stephanie Franklin for Steel Chair Magazine. My question was for Sanjay. Karen, last week, Karen Jarrett was telling us about the fact that you were both in both sides of the GFW as a competitor, but also as a creative. And I wanted to know what it was for you, what it was bringing for you to be from on each side, so to be like to be in the ring and to be at the same time in the decision process.
Yeah, a tough question. It's a tough job, I guess, juggling both of those. It's kind of like time management and separating yourself from your backstage jobs and your duties and your on-screen persona and whatnot. It really is tough. It's a lot of work. It's the first time I've done it, but you know, it, like I said, it's a juggling act. And part of the decision again to come here was due to that and the close relationship I have with not just the chairs but everybody else backstage and. Just the challenge and the hope that, you know, rebuilding this thing and fresh ideas and fresh new concept and talent and whatnot, and just trying to get this thing. Like I said, it's no secret we're in a rebuilding phase, and part of that is fresh ideas and concepts and talent in front of the camera. But balancing those two things, it's tough. It doesn't leave me much time in the day, I'll tell you that.
Hi, guys. It's Toby from the Total Wrestling Show in England. Just a quick question. We've asked this, I think my colleague Dan asked this to Loki not long ago, so Sister Sanjay. And what are your thoughts on pineapple on pizza?
Not a fan. I think Trevor would be a fan of something like that, though.
Oh, that's garbage, man. If you add any kind of fruit, any kind of vegetable to what is only supposed to be meat, cheese, and dough, then you're doing it wrong. You are doing it wrong.
Well, we can tell you neither one of you guys are from New York. So you guys don't have good taste in pizza.
If I can chime in, Sanjay, you spent a lot of time in Chicago. Are you a Chicago pizza type person, deep dish, or you want to go with Loki and that New York paper thin stuff?
Well, you know what? All my trips to Chicago, one Ross Foreman has never taken me out for a deep dish Chicago pizza. I'm just going to throw that out there.
Well played.
Let's move to the next question.
Hi. Hello, this is Riju from SportsKira again. Now, this question is for Sanjay. It's a well-known fact that your name is inspired by Sanjay Dutt from Bollywood. Are you a Bollywood fan? And if so, what are some of your favorite movies?
Yeah, I was a Bollywood fan. I was a huge fan of Bollywood movies growing up. Then kind of the older I got, I quickly realized that, hey, all these movies are the same. And, growing up in American culture, it's a bit different to when you're inundated with Western culture and Western movies and TV shows to stay glued to the same musicals over and over again. So I was a big fan of Bollywood growing up, and, you know, my parents, that's all they used to do is watch. And obviously, Sanjay Dutt, he was one of my favorite actors growing up, and that's where I got the whole moniker from. Some of my favorite movies, Ashiqui, Veer Zara, I think those two stand out. I'd have to go back in the Rolodex to actually think of some of the names from some of the older ones. This is mid-80s, late 80s, and early 90s stuff. So.
Hi, Hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call. It's Lee Med from Live Radio in the UK. It was just a quick one. The one word that keeps coming up time and time again through these GFW conference calls and through speaking to you guys over the past few months is rebuilding. Also, the X Division had taken a bit of a back step over time. Who do you think, in addition to yourselves, would you like to see added to the GFW roster to bring that emphasis back onto the X Division over the next few months?
I have a few people I would consider. It would be...
Who would you like to see?
Especially for the particular difference in styles, I would say Will Ospreay, even though he may be bound to other companies, his in-ring style is extremely unique, and then the contrast to him would be somebody who he elevated against, which would be Ricochet. Those two unique performers have unique styles to them that is very difficult to copy. Then you've, on the flip side of that, somebody like Keith Lee, a giant, but the man can move. So uniqueness is what will set everybody apart. Going into different places around the world, Pentagon Jr., Phoenix. These are different people from different locations around the world, but their style is what elevates them. And the fact that they are just as passionate as many other members of the X Division, having them matched up from different locations, different realms around the world, is something that would help elevate even further. But currently, with what we have in the X Division, we have newer stars coming in. And these gentlemen are well accomplished before arriving here, with the exception of Desmond Xavier. Desmond Xavier, he reminds me more of the Amazing Red when the Amazing Red arrived in 2002. He's young, he's exciting, he's physically gifted, but he has to battle against experience from all around the world, especially right now when we have people like El Hijo de Fantasma or Taiji Ishimori. We have well-accomplished wrestlers from their respective locations. They have to compete, but with those outsiders that I had just mentioned, I think it would be exciting to have them partake in this realm, because this realm has a unique identity to itself, and I think it would just be additional power for what we already have.
Hey guys, it's James again from Across the Pond Wrestling. My question to all three is, you've all spent some time in the UK over the past 3 years throughout your careers. And I was wondering if there was anyone on the UK scene that you've faced or that you've seen that you think would work particularly well in GFW, and if you had any particular company that you enjoyed working for over here.
I've recently been to the UK for 4FW, Pride Pro Wrestling, and most recently for Fight Club. And there's a lot of excitement there because, as I stated years ago, British wrestling is on the rise, but it's because it's more of a collective effort. It's not as cutthroat as it used to be here in the United States, where it was dog-eat-dog. Everybody was competing against each other instead of working with each other. And when I think of the UK, I think of people like Zack Sabre. I think of people like Mark Haskins. I think of people like Pete Dunne. These people have earned their reputations, but it's a long haul because of the environment that used to exist in the UK. It used to be very sporadic, and now you have more opportunity. So now those men have led the way. Ospreay, Martin Skrull. So you have more people getting that platform to excel, and I think performers such as these would do well in the X Division.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Loki on that one. The Fight Club Pro in England is my favorite place to wrestle when I'm over there. I also enjoy Southside and Rev Pro as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Hey guys, Graham Romina with the HiddenRemote.com here again. With Destination X right around the corner, I think now is as good of a time as any to kind of look back at the most monumental and biggest matches the X Division has had to offer over the past 15 years in GFW's history. In your opinion, in addition to the obvious answer of Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles versus Christopher Daniels from Unbreakable 2005, what would you say is the match that kind of served as a turning point for the X Division from the past 15 years of GFW?
I think I can go ahead and start by saying Trevor Lee versus William Weeks was the turning point on what's going to elevate us back to the top.
Well, I think another turning point for the X Division, I've been there since the beginning, since day one. I was in the very first X Division match. I've been in numerous extensions of the X Division, which ultimately turned into Ultimate X. There's been several, but I think the most recent one was our 2 out of 3 falls bout at Slammiversary 15. And the reason being is this was now an accumulation of experience in the X Division, and we went out and did it the way that we know how. Just go out and compete as hard as we can and just leave it all out in the ring, and that's exactly what we did. And in this era, as someone had stated earlier, this is a rebuilding stage. We rebuild off of incredibly high quality. So I think Slam 15 was probably the most recent turning point. There's been several instances throughout the years from other champions, but the focus right now is us moving forward. So I would put my foot down with Slam 15.
I'll second that one.
Steph Franklin from Steel Chair Magazine again. So here in the Super X Cup currently, I have to say that the match is absolutely unbelievable. The talents are great. And I want to have you, from all three of you, your favorite, I'm French and it's a little complicated. But what is your favorite in order to win? Who's going to be the winner of this Super X Cup? Who do you see to be the winner?
Well, for the winner of the X Cup, I'm not sure if we know the finals yet. So, but we know that Desmond's in there. I think the last semifinal, I believe that airs on Thursday. So, I don't know. It's a toss-up right now. It really is.
I think Desmond has the most momentum. He's Desmond is young. He hasn't been injured yet, which has a very strong influence on in-ring performance, which means you haven't been injured. So you have utmost confidence in your capabilities, and his capabilities are through the roof. So I think Desmond is a very high contender.
Yeah, I don't care for Desmond at all. So I'm going to go ahead and go with Ishimori. That's my pick. Either him or Octagon Think, though.
William Weeks.
Yeah, but he was eliminated first round against Andrew Everett.
Oh, gotcha.
And just for those of you who have texted and emailed me, yes, you may queue in for another question if you have one.
Hello there. My name is Francis. I'm from In-Ring Pop. My question is both to Trevor Lee and Sanjay Dutt. Both of you are going into one of the most important matches of Destination X ladder for the match for the title. I want to know, both of you, how do you feel having the weight of the company on your shoulders if you lose? And also as well, how important it is to have that title around your waist at the moment?
Sanjay, he was talking to the champion, Sanjay.
Okay.
He was talking to the champion.
Okay.
Well, most importantly, the title's already around my waist. So, I mean, at the end of the pay-per-view, it's going to be the exact same thing. And now, as you said, for the company on my back, I've had the company on my back since I've been here. I mean, come on. I am the company. As for Sanjay Dutt, that doesn't matter. I'm already at the top of the ladder. That's all you need to know, pal.
Okay, all right. All right, that's good. That's good, Trevor. All right, so basically. I think that this match is not just important for the X Division of the company, but I think it's important just for, you know, a culmination of the shenanigans that Trevor Lee's been pulling for the past few weeks. So there's no other way. The best way to do it is just hang that belt up. This is not, you know, I don't even consider this as a X Division title shot. I'd consider this just a match where I'm going to climb the ladder and get my belt back.
This is Jeremy Walker from Real Sport again. My question is, what is each of your favorite X Division match that you were not involved in?
I remember a Chris Sabin versus Samoa Joe match a long, long time ago, and it blew me away. I thought that was incredible, and I don't know if it was even part of any. I just thought it was. I just was like when Joe would first come in, so I'd say about 2006, something along those lines. That was an awesome one that stood out to me. I think it was Sabin, Petey, and AJ in an Ultimate X really stood out to me. There's got to be others. I mean, I can't remember yesterday, let alone what happened 10 years ago. So
I was a big fan of a lot of the earlier X Division stuff. Unfortunately, some of those matches had to do with some of the people in this conversation. But any of the earlier Ultimate X matches with AJ and Chris Sabin and Key were all just amazing matches for me.
I would concur with that. The one that stands out with me would be Samoa Joe, AJ Styles, and Christopher Daniels. And not from an observer standpoint, but from a performer standpoint. I've been in the ring with those men from being a smaller competitor. I'm smaller than all those men. I had to earn my way just like they did. And to see the level of performance that came out of them in competitiveness, and that type of competitiveness raises or elevates the game of your competitors. You see this in fighting all the time. You match up with a good fighter, he brings the best out of you. So matches such as that is what sticks out for me.
Hello, everybody. It's Nick Hausman from WrestleZone.com. Sanjay, my question is for you. Obviously, you won the X Division title when you all were in India, and right afterwards, WWE decided to put their title on Jinder Mahal. I was wondering if you thought that that was a reaction to what you guys were doing in India, and also, what are your thoughts on, you know, the land race for India right now and the way WWE has been portraying Jinder Mahal?
Interesting. You know, I don't know if anybody, you know, copied or, and I don't know any of that stuff, but, you know, our India plans were solidified early in the year. We knew we were going to India. We knew a roadmap of where we wanted to go. We knew that I'm Indian, so I kind of fell in place there. But as far as this race to India, I think that it's something we here as a company have been trying slowly but surely to do. I think that, 2005 was the first time I went to India for this company. In 2012, Jeff Jarrett and I, Dutch Mantel, we all created this show called Rinka King, and we shot 26 episodes in India. This is, that was the first foray for basically anybody associated with any kind of professional wrestling company to go over there, shoot content for television, create stars. We created 14 to 15 Indian stars there that we, you know, kind of plucked from obscurity, from small villages and auditions. And now we made them wrestlers and made them stars, and that was the first time that anybody did that. So, I mean, we've been trying this slowly but surely for the last 5 years. And finally to get over there, shoot content, I think it proves to that audience, that we're the real deal. It's one thing to boast things, but it's another thing to actually go over there, shake their hands, perform in front of them, and make that connection with them. It's no secret. It's got over a billion people, one of the largest growing middle-class economies in the world. You know, middle class is more disposable income than ever before in that country. And, it's just a matter of getting this middle class, getting people over there to realize that they need to spend their money on
this form of entertainment, which is going to be the hardest thing, where over there, you know, things are a lot different, where, you know, if you want to go buy a ticket to something, it's usually a Bollywood movie or a cricket match, you know. So it's one thing to have people watch and you know, be in tune with what is going on, but it's another thing to have them go out there and spend money. And that's the hard part. That's the trick that we all, I guess, as an industry are going to have to tackle.
Hey, this is Riju from SportsKida again. This question is for Trevor. What was your experience working as part of Total Nonstop Deletion, and do you have any special memories from the event?
It was definitely something I've never done before. I've never been shot with fireworks. I've never been buried underground. It was definitely something awkward, weird, different than I've ever done before, but it was something cool, you know. It's something that can definitely live down in history as one of the most burntest moments in Global Force Wrestling.
Stefan Kuhn for THL Magazine again. We recently learned about the fact that David Richards was retiring from wrestling, not for the reasons of just because he wanted to be a doctor, and I wanted to ask you all three what was your reaction to that, because you probably whole wrestled him, and what was your thought about him retiring from wrestling?
I thought that this was a great opportunity to showcase the humanity of our professionals. I've known Davey for over 10 years. I've seen him grow up within this industry. And for him to come in as a young, excited performer, to earn his reputation, to earn his stripes by traveling the world and moving about and going to different companies and earning his experience to become a high-quality performer, and then being able to leave on his own terms to go pursue something that will prepare the rest of his life for him and his family. I thought that was an extremely positive thing to do, and the way that he did it was well managed. He did it with the things of Global Force. It was done in a professional manner. It was done in a respectful manner. And I think this is something that gives insight as to what you see on television. These are not entertainers. These are human beings. These are people. And they need to be able to provide for themselves and their families just like anyone else would. So I thought this was an extremely positive scenario for everyone involved.
Hey, this is Graham Romino with HiddenRemote.com again. Loki, this one's for you. I know Sanjay said earlier why he opted to re-sign with GFW a number of months ago. But I was curious as to why you chose to return to the company to be a part of the X Division, as now you have been a 5-time X Division champion. And coming back to the company, is there anything else you would like to accomplish? I mean, obviously you just joined LAX. Do you wish to become world champion at some point? Obviously your focus right now is on the X Division. But is there anything else you would like to accomplish in coming back to GFW?
Well, Global Force is something that I've represented for going on 20 years. And I've done it with the old-fashioned way, hard work. I'm a 5-time X Division champion. That's well documented. I'm now a new member of the Latin American Exchange alongside my first instructor, which would be Homicide. He's the person who began me on this journey in professional wrestling. So not only do you have the student and the teacher together, we have the same mindset. And the only mindset is forward or moving up. And I've accomplished everything that I've needed to accomplish in every other realm in the company except the world championship. And the last time I had a crack at the world championship was in 2003, I believe, against AJ Styles. And he got away with one. That was the last time I was involved in a world championship match. And that's not because of me, that's because of mismanagement. I'm a world-class competitor. As I stated upon my return, I'm one of the few guys who can go anywhere on the planet, and I am an immediate threat to champions. Why? Because I have the lineage, I have the credibility, and I have the ferocity to become a threat. And Global Force, I came in with the intent to go after Lashley. He's never seen anything like me. I'm not Rey Mysterio. I'm not Matt Sydal. I come at you in a completely different manner, and I'm skillful at it. However, Lashley is no longer the champion. It's Alberto. And to me, it doesn't matter who it is. These are all high-class pedigrees of world-class champions. I'm the same. I come from the same cut. So it doesn't matter who has the top position. If it isn't me, they're going to have to see me one way or the other, and I highly doubt they're going to be prepared for what's coming.
Just, I got an email question from a reporter who had to leave. He just wanted to know what you guys felt would be tougher match, Ultimate X or the ladder match that Trevor and Sanjay have next Thursday.
That's a good question because they all present different problems for traditional wrestlers. One is we don't begin our careers participating in these activities. This is not what we train for. However, these are new elements introduced to us as we expand and go further into our careers. So they do create obstacles in us accomplishing what we need to do, which is win. So with that being said, I've been a part of many interesting scenarios regarding the ladder matches and the Ultimate X. From personal experience, I would say the more difficult match to perform in would be the Ultimate X.
Sanjay or Trevor?
What was the question again about which one's more dangerous or what?
Which you thought would be a tougher match, Ultimate X or a ladder match?
Ultimate X matches are absolutely terrible. You have to climb even higher than a ladder match. Now, any match with Sanjay Dutt, now that's going to be a cakewalk for me. So I think the Ultimate X match is probably going to be a little bit more difficult coming to Destination X.
100% Ultimate X.
Hi, it's Toby from the Total Wrestling Show again. So we're talking about Ultimate X there and things that the X Division have done with the long history it has when we look at its own pay-per-view like Destination X, Option C and things like that. What could possibly be next for the X Division to take it to that next level?
I think it would be in the quality of the performers. The X Division has a lineage of high-quality performance, and in order to maintain that legacy, you have to see it from the members who would be participating in the division. As I said earlier, members like Desmond Xavier, Aiji Ishimori, El Hijo de Fantasma, we have Drago from Mexico. The quality is coming from the style differences and forcing everybody to step up their game when they're matched up against people of different styles. And this is a new era in our profession. This is a new era in the industry. This is a new era in the company. So the quality is what needs to be maintained because that is what gave the company its identity in the first place. So I think that's where we need to begin.
Hey guys, it's James again from ATPW here. We've recently seen the Super X Cup return to GFW. One of the other well-known tournaments that formerly TNA used to host was the World X Cup in 2004, 2006 and 2008 was the last one. I was wondering if you thought, especially with the use of the different companies that GFW is working at the moment, whether you thought that tournament could see a return, whether you'd like to take part in something like that?
I think there's definitely room for something like that to happen in the near future. It's just a matter of timing and logistics. We've got the partnerships in place. We've got the talent in place. So that definitely could be the next progression into a new tournament featuring X Division-style wrestlers.
We have time for just a couple more questions. If you want to ask a question, star 6.
Hey, this is Riju from SportsKira again. My question is to Loki and Sanjay. What do you think of so many of your colleagues from before holding the top spot in WWE right now, like Samoa Joe or AJ Styles?
I think it's great. I think it's great to see guys like that get that type of opportunity and get that type of stage to showcase their talents. I think it's amazing.
I second that what Sanjay said, but I'd like to add, it's deserving because I know how hard each of those men work. I've been in the ring and have experienced their competitive levels firsthand and can attest to the work ethic that they have in order to be in those positions and also maintain those positions. These are world-class performers. I've been in the ring with them and can attest to that. And for them to have the spots of which they have now, it's because of their hard work. It's not because of a fluke. It's not because of some weird happening. They've earned their positioning as they had when they were with us.
Hey, guys. It's Graham Romino with HiddenRemote.com again. Sanjay, this was for you. I know you discussed earlier the moment of winning the X Division Championship in your native India a number of weeks back on Impact. That being said, for a long time, you were considered the greatest X Division competitor to have never won the X Division Championship, having gotten various shots at it over the over the years, never having won it before. Was it worth the wait for you to win it in the way you did, in the match that you did against the great opponent in Low Key, right before Slammiversary on Impact in India? Was it worth the wait? Do you think that moment meant more to you to have won it then as opposed to a number of years ago at a random pay-per-view or whatnot?
Absolutely. I think that timing in life is everything, man. And especially here with this type of situation, I think timing, all the stars kind of aligned, everything kind of fell into place, and the story kind of told itself. And I think that, heading into that type of match and this type of title change and whatnot, that there was no better opponent than a guy like Loki. I think that that all just kind of fell into place. The story it pulled itself. You know, my eye injury, and then Loki's eye getting messed up in India too, and it was going into the match with these injuries and the whole backstory of me never winning it and having to happen in India in front of my people. I mean, that type of atmosphere, that type of emotion, I don't think it could have been conveyed the same or anywhere near appropriately if it was, like you said, at some random pay-per-view, 5-6 years ago. And this truly, I think we did a great job of making it mean something and really telling a really cool story.
Steph Frankum for Speedshot Magazine again. My question is for Trevor. We don't really have the chance to hear you talk a lot, and I wanted to know in which ways Loki and Sanjay Dutt influenced you as you were just 24 and you arrived in GFW last year, for what I remember. So in which way these guys were really made X Division influenced you in right now?
If I understood the question correctly, you were I actually kind of didn't understand the question. You compared me to Loki or Sanjay, guys that have been here, guys that were X Division guys. Hell, like you said, I've only been here for a year. I've been here for 2 years, and what, after Destination X, I'm going to be a 3-time X Division champion. I've been a tag team champion. I am the youngest, almost Grand Slam champion of the company. I don't care about Sanjay or Loki. Those guys, they've had their time. They're great guys, I'm sure, but now it's Trevor Lee's time, and that's all you need to worry about.
With that said, we'll give Trevor Lee the first round for a final thought as we wrap up this week's teleconference.
I guess what my final thought would be is, boy, can I not wait for Destination X to grab that title off the ladder and not have to worry about Sanjay Dutt always trying to viciously attack me for absolutely no reason. It's going to be great.
Loki, a final thought?
Final thought leading into Destination X, Alberto, if you don't have your stuff straight, you're going to meet a world of hurt. I don't play games when I'm in there. These men that have been in this teleconference can attest to that. You can see it on the video footage, and you can look back at my history. I'm bringing everything I got. So I hope you do the same.
And finally, the reigning champion, Sanjay Dutt.
August 17th, Destination X. I think we've done a great job of here of getting things, getting everybody excited and setting the tone for it. Ladder match, me and Trevor Lee, we're going to hang the title up. To be hanging up there. We're going to get ladders. We're making some other stuff. Well, who knows what's going to happen. But I'm going to climb up there. I'm going to take that belt and be done with Trevor Lee for good. And I wanted to say a quick thank you to everybody for taking the time out here and continuing to support us as a company as we move forward into the new year.
Perfect. Loki, Trevor, Sanjay Dutt, thank you all very much. Media, I appreciate your time very much, as the three of them do as well. So we will talk to you next week with the final GFW Media Teleconference heading into Destination X on Thursday, August 17.